A Calvin and Hobbes, and this is the author Bill Watterson comic strip I read recently, goes like this. Calvin says, "This whole Santa Claus thing just doesn't make any sense. Why all the secrecy? Why all the mystery? If the guy exists, why doesn't he ever show himself and prove it? And if he doesn't exist, what's the meaning of all this?" Hobbes replies, "I don't know. Isn't this a religious holiday?" "Yeah, but actually, I got the same questions about God. Why all the secrecy? Why all the mystery? If the guy exists, why doesn't he ever show himself and prove it? We've been robbed of the prophets in all their significance, the gifts they give us for facing fear and loving our brothers and sisters. I speak as one who has separated and become a target of the state." Quoting Paul, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. This is Prince's choice. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from that heart that formed doctrine which was delivered you." New ideas came into their world. "Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin, and become servants of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord." Unquote. When you are perceived a threat to global fascism, the global state, because your allegiance is to love and to your brothers and sisters, and to the achievement of freedom for everyone, or if not yet a threat, someone they intend to keep from becoming one, and your actions and speech reflect this commitment to replacing the state with the rule of love, the Plato's tribe make you a target. They will commit resources to this project. Your authentic neighbors may get sick or sunk in debt. Their apartments or homes go up on the market. Guess who snatches them up? Your friends may get scholarships that take them away, or jobs that finally pay, or by any such means of the same are gotten out of the way. Wherever you intersect with the world, false folks abound. Agents surround. They unashamedly hound. But it can't be proved, and to complain would only further isolate you. Your networks will be likewise infiltrated. Then come the whispering campaigns. Unaccountable looks may come your way. People once close feel suddenly strange. And before you know it, you will have been isolated. And we haven't even got to EMF weapons, except in the neighbor's illnesses, that Nikola invented to free us, which instead were mobbed and mauled by power as if their faux divinity was proved by them, by their having got their hands on a weight that would tip forever the scales their way. They believed it was meant, I'm convinced, a bestowal to grant them the ultimate power of life and death over every person on earth, whose damnation these Plato's tribesmen is just. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved, both Jews and non-Jews, that they are all under sin, as it is written, "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known? There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh, no nation, be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith.